Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahurchisite with the evening news. The headlines. India and Italy agree to further develop India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor. Naglin launches Eliona AI supercomputer for climate and disaster management. Naglin received nearly 68 crore rupees from Northeastern Council in 2025-26. And Kohima District Administration reinforces total ban on single-use plastics. Now the news in detail. India and Italy have agreed to further develop the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, IMEC, to strengthen trade, investment and supply chain resilience. In a joint statement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni reaffirmed their commitment on the corridor. Appreciating preliminary discussions around the project, they encouraged the first IMEC ministerial meeting to take concrete steps for advancing this initiative in 2026. Eliona, the Naglin State Disaster Management Authority's new supercomputer, was launched today by advisor NSDMA and NRE Z. Nyusitho Nyuthe at the Naglin Center for Disaster Management and Atmospheric Research in Kohima. Speaking at the event, Mr. Nyuthe said Eliona will strengthen disaster preparedness, climate resilience, scientific research and technology-based governance in the state. He noted that Naglin's difficult terrain, rainfall pattern and vulnerability to landslides, flash floods and earthquakes require stronger systems for monitoring, early warning and timely response.
With its high-performing computing capacity, it will enable the processing of large volume of meteorological, satellite, terrain, climate, and disaster-related data. It will support advanced weather modeling, rainfall prediction, landslide and flood analysis, geospatial hazard mapping, climate risk assessment, and artificial intelligence based application.
The advisor said Eliona will also support important initiatives of the NSDMA, including the Naglin State Disaster Management Information System, Disaster Risk Financing, Urban Resilience Planning, Damage and Loss Assessment, and Community-Based Preparedness.
In the coming year, Eliona can become a major decision support platform for the state helping department and district administration plan better, respond faster, and reduce disaster risks for effectively. The real value of Eliona will be seen when its output reach the field, support district-level decision-making, assist community, and help protect life, livelihood, infrastructure, and public asset.
Earlier, NSDMA joint CEO Johnny Rongmei said Eliona is designed for real-time weather prediction, disaster analytics, atmospheric modeling, and predictive disaster governance. He highlighted the strategic vision to establish Eliona as one of India's leading AI-powered climate and disaster intelligence supercomputing platforms. Naglin Chief Secretary Sentiyanga Imchin and Home Commissioner Abhijit Sinha were also present at the launch. The Northeastern Council NEC sanctioned four major projects worth nearly 68 crore rupees for Naglin in the 2025-26 financial year, aimed at strengthening agriculture, infrastructure and livelihood generation. Key initiatives include the flagship cluster-based coffee value chain development project to promote cultivation, processing and marketing of Naglin's Arabica coffee, along with support for post-harvest processing facilities, as well as an irrigation and water management project in the Pomjing Assembly constituency of Mon District. Under NESIDS roads, NEC released over 17 crore rupees during April for upgradation of roads in Mon and Padan districts, as well as upgradation of Glory Peak tourist road in Peg. Meanwhile, NEC said Naglin recorded major development investments during the 15th Finance Commission period. During this period, NEC invested over 515 crore rupees supporting major projects in several sectors across the state. Of the total, 205 crore rupees was spent on the schemes of NEC for sports and tourism infrastructure, education, skill development, agriculture and projects for tribal and backward communities. while more than 309 crore rupees were spent under NESIDS roads on 9 projects, out of which 5 have been already completed. NEC said Nagaland recorded one of the most dynamic project portfolios among all northeastern states during the period, with a strong focus on value chain development and industry-led economic advancement. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda has said that India has undertaken one of the world's largest screening and early detection efforts to eliminate tuberculosis under the National Tuberculosis Elimination Programme. Addressing an event during the 79th session of the World Health Assembly in Geneva, Mr. Nadda said India has significantly scaled up modern diagnostics to detect TB and other lung diseases, highlighting the transformative potential of artificial intelligence AI in reshaping healthcare systems. He called for sound regulation, rigorous research and ethical oversight.
India has recently launched the Strategy for Artificial Intelligence in Healthcare for India. The future of AI depends on our collective ability to build ethical and human-centric approach. India is known for pharmacy of the world for its leadership in generic medicines. India's commitment to global health partnership and cooperation was demonstrated during the COVID-19 pandemic through Vaccine Maitri initiatives under the India supply 300 million vaccine doses to around 100 countries.
Deputy Commissioner Kohima B. Hanok Buchum has re-emphasized the total ban on single-use plastics across all villages under Kohima District. The DC has issued a new notification following directives of the Home Department earlier this month, a Supreme Court order and the plastic waste management rules. Reiterating earlier notifications issued by the State Urban Development Department, the DC directed all villages in Kohima District to strictly enforce the ban on plastic carry bags, disposable cutlery, thermocol decorative materials, flex banners, wrapping or packing films and other single-use plastic items. The notification also reaffirmed the total ban on packaged drinking water bottles below 20 litres capacity during meetings, seminars and public functions. The Indian Red Cross Society, IRCS, has officially launched its Shamator branch. Addressing the launch event at Shamator yesterday, General Secretary of IRCS Nagaland, V. Kamo, highlighted the humanitarian initiatives of the Red Cross and encouraged people to actively participate in community service through the organization. Deputy Commissioner Shamator and President of IRCS Shamator branch, Chuba Timjan, also spoke on the significance of establishing the branch in the district. The program included a session on blood donation and was attended by students, tribal bodies, village councils and newly selected members of the Shamator branch. The event concluded with community first responder training for participants to strengthen humanitarian service and community welfare in the district. And District Administration of Mon has imposed restrictions on the import and export of pigs and sale of pork following reports of African Swine Fever, or ASF, in parts of Nagaland, including adjoining districts. Deputy Commissioner Mon Wenye Konyak said the highly contagious viral disease poses a serious threat to pig populations and requires immediate containment measures. The order prohibits transport of pigs into and out of Mon district without clearance from the Department of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services. Sale of pork across the district has also been banned until ASF is neutralized. The DC has directed check gates, police and veterinary officials to strictly enforce the restrictions and urged cooperation from village authorities and citizens in reporting pigs showing symptoms such as high fever, weakness or sudden death. Meanwhile, in Madhya Pradesh subdivision, additional Deputy Commissioner James Su has restricted the slaughter of pigs for commercial sale without prior permission from the district administration. The order was issued following reports of a possible ASF outbreak and pending laboratory test results. authorities have been warned of legal action against violations of the orders. Now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. India and Italy agree to further develop India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor. Nagaland launches Eliona AI supercomputer for climate and disaster management. Nagaland received nearly 68 crore rupees from Northeastern Council in 2025-26. And Kohima District Administration reinforces total ban on single-use plastics. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the Morning English News at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.